to thanking Mitchell. Two times in his announcements, he called me young. And I heard different folks getting on me about it. But I am younger than Mitchell, so it works out good. Thank you, Mitchell, for those nice things you said. Thank you, Brother Dathan, for those songs that you led, because those songs dealt with what we're going to talk about tonight, and that is hope. Hope defined is a feeling of expectation, a desire for a certain thing to happen. Hope is something we all need. Hope is something that in our Christian lives that each one of us should have with us each and every day. And in our lesson this evening, we're going to talk about three areas here. What hope does. Hope gives us something to talk about. Hope gives us something to work towards. And hope gives us something to hang on to. And hopefully in this lesson, we'll understand the importance of hope in the life of a Christian. If you'll open your Bibles now to Hebrews chapter 6. We'll start in Hebrews chapter 6. And as you turn in there, a summary of this chapter here. In chapter 6, we see that some Christians have already fallen away from the Word. And in verse 9, we see that here the writer persuades the readers of better things to come. And then over in verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 6, it says, "And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end." So the writer tells them to have full assurance of the hope, a hope that we need until the end. And then finally, we'll read verses 17 through 20 here. Hebrews chapter 6. "So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise of the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So hope is something for us that's very important for us to have. So why do we need this hope? Well, as we said, our first point is hope gives us something to talk about. Everybody wants people to know their plans. I know personally, I don't mind telling Kay or my family members, I would love to be a self-sufficient kind of person, live off the land, have my own, a lot of acres, I guess you could say, but there's a lot of things that I hope for. Some things I know probably won't never be possible, but we're going to talk about things that are possible. But it gives us something to talk about, this hope. And young people, they always are encouraged or excited to tell you what they're going to do for college, where they're going to go, what they're going to do when they get out of college. And for the working class, or the working people, I knew I'd do that. Working people, it's getting close to vacation time. And you're excited about telling people where you're going. You hope, there's this hope, I'm going to get to go somewhere. Take a break. And then for the older people, well, those about to retire, maybe you want to tell people what you're going to do after retirement. Maybe you're going to travel. Again, things that you hope for, things that you talk about. Needless to say, we all have these plans. And again, hope, it gives us something to talk about. Now, it's natural for Christians, it should be natural, that you're telling your hopes about heaven, when you get to heaven, how wonderful it's going to be. If you will open your Bibles to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. John 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you also to myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And you know that the way to where I'm going." This hope of getting to heaven, it's a place where Christ is, where God is. He's there now preparing for us a place to be. You can imagine if how certain places on this earth are beautiful to you. Imagine what Christ is preparing for those who are his Christians or his people. So that gives us a hope as Christians. And it makes us want to tell each other, you know, your plans. I hope we all have plans to get to heaven, or if you wouldn't be here if you didn't. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul desired to depart from this life and be with Christ. He told people that. That was his hope. His hope was to be with Christ. And in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, Peter also talked about this hope. Peter talked about the hope of the resurrection. He said in verse 3, he had caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So he gave us this same hope. He spoke about it. Paul spoke about this hope. If you will, turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. Paul said, but we do not want to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. And I'm having a hard time seeing this. But anyway, I'll start that verse. Verse 15. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of the archangel and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So in these verses here, Paul encouraged those in Thessalonica. They were upset about those who have died before. Paul tells them, you have hope. There's some who have died without this hope, but we have hope to be with our loved ones someday in heaven. So hope gives us something to talk about, gives us something to sing about, gives us something to pray about and to rejoice over. And hopefully we have this hope. Now, hope gives us something to work towards. It's a motivation, I guess. Everybody needs to be motivated. I know tomorrow when I get up to go to Nissan, I'm not going to be that motivated. I try, but it's hard to be motivated. But as Christians, we need to be motivated to work because, well, this is what hope does for us. It motivates us. For example, when a married couple, find out they're fixing to have a child, man, it's exciting. You're hoping for this child. You go home, you're getting the baby beds ready, you paint the rooms maybe. All kinds of different things, and you just can't wait for it to get here. Then it gets here and everything changes, but other than that, you're still hoping for this child, and it encourages you to work. And also going back to what we said earlier about vacation, you got to get things in order. You got to get your house set up to where you can leave for the week. If you got animals, you got to have someone to come take care of them, but it's that work. It motivates you because you look forward to it. And that's what hope does. It motivates us to work. Hope should motivate Christians to work. A lot of us here have friends who are outside the church. A lot of us have friends who are good people, but are not Christians. And the hope that we have of being in heaven and how great of a place it's going to be, surely we don't want our friends to go to hell. None of us do. And it's that hope that ought to encourage us to work harder and try to teach our friends and neighbors about getting to heaven. Besides, it is part of our job as a Christian, is it not? The Great Commission tells us to. Hope motivates us for eternal life. Our hope will motivate us to serve the Lord. Paul said he was a servant of God. How many of us consider ourselves a servant of God? We should. Every day that we live, we ought to be the servants of God, doing the things that God would want us to do. If you will open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And hope for eternal life motivates us, but this hope motivates us to be sober people. And being sober, it means we're being serious. We're serious about our Christian life, our Christian attitude, the things that we are to do to please God. And 1 Peter 1, verse 13 says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So again, it is this hope for us to be sober-minded, be serious. It drives us, it motivates us to do better, to be better Christians. Our hope motivates us to live pure and holy lives. Finally, what does hope do for us? It causes us to hang on. Hang on to, that's what I put down here. You know, a lot of times we go through difficult times on this earth. We see things, we witness things, or go through health issues or whatever. There's a lot of times we face difficult times, and hope is what gets us through it. Everybody's heard the old saying, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, or the light at the end of the tunnel. That's something that we hang on to, something we are glad to hear when you're going through these hard times. There's many things or many examples you could list. Well, there's a couple things I'll mention that really sticks out with me. When you have children, you raise your children, you have this hope that you're raising them in the right way. You have this hope that I'm raising them that they will follow God and someday they'll have a home with God in heaven. That's a good hope. And that hope gives me something to hang on to, hopefully that they'll make it. And I'm sure everyone is the same way on that. Hope through marriage. Sometimes we have rough patches in our marriage. Hope gives us something to hang on to. There's going to be better days. It may not seem like it right now, but it will be. Again, hope gives us something to hang on to. Hope provides us ways to deal with everyday life problems. Again, I'll go back to where I work. Sometimes I don't like being there. Okay, I never like being there. But I know it pays the bills. But it's a struggle, but I always have this hope. I'm going home at 2:30. No, it's going to get better. And it's not the physical things on this earth we have to remember. It's the spiritual things. Romans chapter 5, if you'll turn there with me. We'll talk about some of the things Paul went through. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. We'll talk more about what Paul went through in just a minute, but 3 through 5 of Romans, Paul said, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us in shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So don't look at struggles as just plain a negative way, but it helps us to grow. And that's what hope does for us. It helps us to hang on to what our goals are, which is to get to heaven. And we need this hope to make it through. You know, all of us as Christians are going to go through some type of suffering without a doubt. Without a doubt, we're going to face something. The question is, how are you going to handle it? Are you going to throw up your hands and quit? Hopefully not. We are going to strive to do what God would want us to do. And we got many examples in the Bible who are men and women who went through things a lot worse than what we've gone through. If it ain't, it can't be no worse. Paul himself said in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 30, he said he would boast of the things that show his weakness. And I'd really like for you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, what Paul said here. Second Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10. Paul said, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You think Paul had it easy? No. We don't have it easy either. Some of us have a rough time. But it's the hope that we have of God and the hope that we have to have an eternal life in heaven with God that keeps us hanging on. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 11, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account." Again, something to hang on to. Christ, he suffered many things because of the people, but he lived a perfect life. And we can live a good life as well, and something for us, again, to hang on to. Do you remember what the apostles went through in Acts chapter 5, verses 40 through 41, when they were thrown in jail and beaten for teaching about Christ? What did they do? They give up? No. Verse 41, "They left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for his name." If they can rejoice through these times, through these tough times, how can we not rejoice through some of the things we go through? Again, it's something we could all think about, that the hope to hang on to, we can do it as well. And that's what this lesson is all about, hoping, the hope that we need. When we have hope, we can endure everything. Now, that's my lesson. I know it ain't long, but I hope that we've learned something from it. So in conclusion, I'll go back to that. In conclusion, we talked about hope. Hope gives us something to talk about. Hope gives you something to talk to your friends about, to your neighbors about. Why are you so happy? What is it that drives you? And it's God, God's word, and there's your opportunity to teach. Hope gives us something to work toward. It motivates you to do the right things. Motivates me to want to live a sober life and do the right things. And hope gives us something to hang on to, especially through rough times and through rough times of everyday life. Now, if you don't have this hope, you can change that now. If you've never been baptized, then you don't have this hope, and you can change that tonight. You can be baptized, wash away your sins, and have this hope that we are talking about now. And some of us may have fallen away, fallen back into the world, back into the things that you used to do that you got rid of. If that's the case, then you've lost this hope, and you can gain that back tonight. If there's any way that we can help you, won't you please come now as we stand and sing.